Lobster Party Podcast. I'm sorry. This has been a long day. There's been a lot of stuff going on. I've been doing dad duties for the day. So just now realized that. That's embarrassing. Okay. I promise I'm a professional. Hey, welcome back. So I just realized my mic was muted on OBS. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, from, good. Yeah, from, it was muted from, like, you know, doing the starting soons, all that stuff, but yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But, so, you was telling us about the gameplay, so you was telling us about one of the games,
in Lobster and, Party Arcade. The Desert Island game. Essentially you're just running away from orangutans on the island, and there'll be like care packages that drop loot that kind of like enhance your attack and your speed and stuff like that. But it's supposed to be like kind of it's a flash game essentially. It's short, it's not lengthy, it's just kind of fun to play for like, you know, I don't know, like for a short duration, then you go to the next arcade in the game. There's going to be a lot of like Easter eggs in the game as well. I want the environment to be really interactive to where like if you leave the arcade, you're in the parking lot and there's like altercation going on in the parking lot and stuff. Just kind of small stuff like that to make it a little bit more interesting, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that sounds dope as fuck. And that's just one game, though, you know, like that you told us about
one.
So far. Dude, that sounds like a lot of work. So it's like multiple games and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. Multiple games and one. Yeah, and I like the way that you're gearing that around the podcast. Like that seems like that seems really smart. Like that's like a really smart way to do first.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I figured that was kind of a good route to go, because we were originally starting with another game where it was just a side scroller platform PvP kind of thing.
Yeah,
with some lore with a little lore to it, but then it kind of like struck me. Like, I decided, like, I don't know how the idea came about, but I was like, Lobster Party Arcade, and then I, like, stopped that first game, like, the production on that, and started doing Lobster Party Arcade, and, like, so we got, like, these two games going on right now, but it's been a lot of work, because it's mainly just me doing it, and since Brandon jumped on the podcast, we tried to get with him one time to kind of teach him the software for the video game development stuff, and he's been kind of getting it, but we haven't really had time to like get together to do that since we've been hitting Lobster Party podcast like really hard. So that's like our primary focus at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know y'all been working your ass off with Lobster Party and with like booking guests and things like that. And so I know that y'all did a couple of episodes with people from out of state and stuff like that, but it seems like you know, or with the video, since y'all been on YouTube and stuff, are y'all still is that more local with that, or do y'all plan on having people come in from out of state, or do you plan on like maybe even doing some traveling? People, or have y'all even thought about like any of that?
I've never thought about traveling per se, because like we have the set here, and doing like the podcast off the set I don't know, it'd be a little different, but
I like the set, dude.
Thank you. We've got a band from Indiana that wants to be on, and we've been having a hard time kind of like scheduling them to be on, which that'll be through like Zoom, you know, like the previous ones that were out of state. I discovered this band in Fort Smith when watching Luke Shoemaker play. They're called Endfall, And I like immediately messaged him after the show. I was like, "You guys were amazing. Like, I want you guys on this on our podcast if you want, you know." And so we started talking a little bit, and turns out they're from Bentonville, and I'm from Benton, so the drive would be like kind of, you know, shitty. So they're like, we offer to do it through video chat. So when they come on, like that's gonna be through video chat. So it's like, it's hard. We don't have like a budget that we can pay these guys to like come down, you know, but eventually, hopefully, we can get to that point, like to pay people to travel to us. You know, that'd be pretty cool. But like at the moment, like these bands that are far away, we have to do it through Zoom. And we'll continue to.
Yeah, continue to do it through Zoom and stuff like that. Okay, that's what's up. So do you guys use like a do you use a computer or you guys use like what's your setup right now for like podcasting? Give us a
So
little.
we have two computers that we use. We use our for audio. We have our Ma a Mac that we record our audio with, and then Patrick, he's kind of like the Jamie from Joe Rogan, and but he gets his own camera, and he's in charge of another computer, which is being displayed on a laptop or a TV screen, a monitor for us to kind of see what he's displaying and stuff. Which that doesn't get shown on camera, but we're basically just running two computers to like make this work.
I get that. A lot of people do that with like streaming. Stuff like that. I've actually thought about getting a different, PC for a gaming PC and, then, my streaming PC. So that way it's like not too much stress on one or the other. And I think that would be the best route for, I've been thinking about doing that. I think it would be the best route. But right
Yeah, the
now,
best thing to go ahead.
I was gonna say right now though, it's like, right now it's working, but yeah, that's a dope ass way to do it.
Yeah, you definitely have to have multiple computers because, like, my Mac, it I've had it for years, man, and it's kind of a piece of shit. So running like audio and video and stuff like that on the same computer, it'd probably blow up. So,
For sure.
yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a lot doing that. So, are you still using Anchor for like, or you already said that, didn't you?
We are still using Anchor,
Okay.
thanks to you, man, 'cause like the first time I was on your
Well,
show,
it's an advertisement. Oh my gosh, I have to do
yeah, but
it. They
like
sponsor
it
my shit.
legitimately, yeah, even though like we're sponsored by them and stuff, like legit, it is super easy to use, very user friendly. I love using it, and I recommend like anybody who like starts a podcast use Anchor, of course, you know, and I'm
They
not just
don't
saying
pay
that,
us
but.
enough to say this shit outside of like outside of Anchor. So it's like we're not just saying that it's a good platform, telling everybody this, just put it out there. We're not just saying that it's a good platform just because we or like or just because they sponsor our shit. They do that for everybody, and it's not like as much hyperbole with. Anyways, go ahead.
But which what's cool is like we finally have Spotify video, which I feel like we got
Oh
super
shit.
lucky getting that.
Yeah.
Dude, like, have you looked into that?
No, I have not. Like my ratings, I neglected my podcast on like Spotify and YouTube and stuff for a long time. And then I was working on like rebranding and tossing around ideas. So like my numbers and stuff for those platforms dropped drastically, because it's like, if you stop doing something for a certain amount of time as a creator, people are gonna move on to like the next thing, the next podcast or whatever, So that's kind of what happened, and I expected that. I kind of knew that that was probably gonna happen, stuff like that. And then, I moved to a new platform, too. So, like, I didn't get like that. I haven't gotten that. So, on that end. But I've been posting more on those platforms lately though. On Spotify specifically, I've been posting stuff on there again. I haven't for a while. This is gonna go up on Spotify. All the audio from this live stream is gonna be up on Spotify. So if people miss it or can't catch the whole thing or have to tune out and come back, if you miss any of it, it'll be up on Spotify and YouTube later. So yeah, so I just pull the audio files though. I don't record at the same time, so I don't actually use Anchor to record anymore. I just upload the audio file from my desktop there, and I use Audacity to pull the audio from the video file. So this
Gotcha.
is so this is what I'm doing right now, like recording this with a video through OBS. That's all I need to do. And then, then
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, it makes a difference, man, that I've learned a lot of stuff. I've had a lot of people help me, so that's been a pretty nice thing to have, more people to have ideas from than like just myself, you know.
Oh,
I used
right.
to work
Yeah,
on stuff on
absolutely.
my own.
Yeah, like we'll bounce ideas back and forth, like between me, Brandon, and Patrick, and like we just naturally jive off of each other, man. And like I'll think I have like the best idea in the world, and then I tell it to Brandon or Patrick, and then they're like, "Well, what if we do this episode and this instead, bring this guest on, stuff like that." And they like made that idea way better, you know. So yeah, bouncing ideas off of like different people.
I
I mean,
just
we
have
do that
one
with people.
person. I say different people, but I just have one person. Let me clarify that. So I only ask my buddy Jerfus. He kind of helps me work on this. Shout to Jerfus. He's that's his name on Twitch. Go check him out. If you get the time. He made my logos though, like the Nerds Incoming logos and stuff. He made all that. He made my profile pictures, stuff that I use for Discord and Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of shit. So he and you know so like I'll bounce ideas off of him, and he's a real life friend of mine too.
That's cool.
So
Hell yeah.
but
I
yeah
love like how you rebranded in a sense and new logos and everything and little
yeah
community that you've developed, you know, with your Discord community and stuff. Like
yeah that's
that's
all
super dope to
through
see, man.
Twitch though. That's all through moving to Twitch. So I've moved outside of the local community and a lot, and I haven't forgotten about the local community. That's why I scheduled this podcast that I'm doing right now. This is for it's for our local scene too, and this is for my new following too, to give them some new content to check out, especially with like a game dev and stuff. So a lot of my I figured a lot of my following on Twitch would enjoy that.
Yeah, I
And
appreciate
then
that.
I also had a couple of people specifically ask me to get a musician on the podcast again, and requested that. So I was like, this guy is like he's all of that. It's like he's a musician, game dev, and a podcaster. I told them I messaged them back and I was like, you guys are in luck for this next episode because I got you on my all that. Because this guy's a jack of all trades. And
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, man. I hope they like me. So,
oh yeah, dude, you're a likable guy. So
thank you,
what? Okay, and so I mentioned the music thing, and I know I saw some pictures of you playing with what was it, Luke Shoemaker? Is that right? So are you playing in his band now? Like, that like a, or was you just like, you know, making an appearance?
Yeah, so it was basically just an appearance. I've been in bands with Luke.
I was excited. I was like, yeah, dude, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I made the appearance because he featured me on a track off of his new album, which is called The Overview Project. And so the track was called The Wind. And that was like a song that he had in a band previously. And he brought it back and like rewrote it. He had me do the solo in it. And then he was like, do you want to play the song live? And I'm like, heck yeah, I do. So he had me go on stage and play the song, and it was dope. I had a good time. If you haven't checked out Luke Shoemaker yet, you absolutely have to. Like, this dude is seriously making moves, like, for sure.
He is. Oh, yeah. He is, for sure. Yeah, I like that. He was just up in, what was it, New York City?
I believe not Zach long. Smith was.
Yeah.
Zach Smith went to New York, I know that. I don't think Luke did.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought it was like, I assumed it was like all of them. Damn. Yeah. Or I thought it was with like the Luke Shoemaker band that he went up there with or something. But
no,
I could be wrong.
Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was just Zach Smith.
I'm gonna have to talk.
I can't remember why.
I gotta talk.
Up there,
I gotta get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think he was like the first like in person, or no, he was the second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like one of the first people that I talked to whenever I started doing like talking to people in person. I'm not gonna say interviews. These aren't really interviews. Just me talking.
That
are more interesting.
No, dude.
Yeah,
Zach Smith is a funny guy, man. Super talented guy. it was cool being on stage with him. That dude can rip guitar on stage and, you know, move around the stage like a madman. It's really cool to see him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Cool being.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool guy to talk to.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's just super. Awesome.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, it's hard to be in a bad... He's one of those people, you know, there's just some people where it's hard to be in a bad mood. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people. He fits that category very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, what's... shit. Kind of had a headache.
Are you good?
I started getting a headache like fucking right before podcast stuff. I think now. Anyways, yeah. So that's all I was wanting to talk about was like the game dev stuff, podcasting. Mm-hmm. So you've had a bunch of guests coming on the show and stuff like that. So like. Has it been a headache for you with what do you think about scheduling now?
So it's been a headache, but it's kind of a good headache to have. Like used to, we kind of scrambled for guests, and we would have like gaps. Like 1 week we wouldn't post an episode because we didn't have a guest. But we're fucking booked to like end like mid January, I would say. We're still like trying to book people, and the hardest part about it is just like schedules lining up and shit. Of course, you know that's the issue with scheduling anything.
Yeah,
but we're getting guests and it's fucking awesome to the point where we had to all three of us download an app to keep up with them. Like, it's crazy because it's cool. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, it is. It feels good working on like your own thing. Feels good working hard on something like, you know, curious. And like, yeah, it's a good feeling, and
I couldn't thank you enough because like you're one of the main reasons why I wanted to start a podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And like legit, because like chatting with you that first time, it was fun as hell, and I was like, dude, I could get into this for sure. And
Yeah.
we started the podcast, and like it's fun to do. It's fun planning it
Yeah.
because it's just com we're just trying to be funny, you know. It's not comedy for everybody, but you know, it's shit that we like, and it's stress free. Like the most
Yeah.
stressful part is schedule arrangements, but that's really no big deal
Yeah.
at the end of the day.
Not really. Oh, not really. You know, not at all. Yeah, it's worth it. You know, it's worth it. You know, and like, what? Shit. But I mean, I still deal with, like, you know what I mean? I don't fucking, like, message probably, say, probably 10 people and have 3 of them, maybe 3 of them reply back or something like that, you know? Like, you know, those kind of odds and shit, you know. But it's usually like, you know what I mean, one of those things where it's like, you know, yeah, a lot of what I've realized is like I was going out stuff wrong. Like now I don't just message people now. Now I hit people with a link, like, hey, go check out my shit. You know what I mean? Because some of the people that I've had on my podcast recently were like, you know, pretty good size, you know, streamers, stuff like that. So I was like, you know, gotta like come off professional. So I was like, you know, let me show them what I'm doing. Like, like reword like my where it's a little more professional instead of like, you know, where, you know, used to I'd like you've seen my messages from the past where it's like, hey man, what's up? You wanna come do a podcast? You know, it's like that kind of shit doesn't work like all the time. Like I'm at a point now where I've got to stop. Like I got to put more effort into my messages rather than like, hey man, want to do a podcast?
I don't know. I personally like that kind of approach, me personally, because
Yeah,
like
I
it's
think
funny you say
everybody's
that.
different.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because you know you want to be professional
Yeah,
in your
yeah, yeah.
message that you send out, and then you add your link, of course. But like with me, like I would take a shot in the dark and just start messaging just fucking anybody. Like I messaged Dane
Hell
Cook on
yeah.
Instagram,
Who?
and Dane Cook, like the
Oh god.
comedian.
Yeah.
And
I
like
messaged
just
Jay
because,
Muse.
huh?
I messaged Jay Muse.
Who?
Jay Muse.
Who?
The from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I messaged that guy.
Oh,
He's
damn.
a streamer on Twitch too.
That's
So,
cool.
yeah, so I got on his stream and messaged him, like, fuck it
Did he
though. I
reply
mean,
back or anything?
no, he did not. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, it's sometimes you just gotta take a shot. You know what I mean? It's like,
Exactly.
even if it doesn't work, you know, like it probably isn't. You know, whenever you're doing like messaging somebody of that caliber. You know what I mean? Like, he's a fucking movie star. You know, I'm a guy sitting in a basement in fucking Arkansas. Like, what's the odds of him messaging back? You know, like most
Hey, you
people
took
that.
that shot, though.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I think the people that are getting guys like that to go on their podcasts and stuff, they're getting money. So, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't have like the money to offer them. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things where it's like sometimes I'm like, and I hate to look at it like that, but when you get into like that realm shit, you know what I mean? They still have like, you know, like gatekeeper shit, like that kind of status. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have the fucking kind of money that they're fucking with, like you're not really gonna get in, you know? Or that's the way that I look at it, you know? So.
Yeah, no doubt. Like when I messaged Dane Cook, he left me on read. He saw it. So it's like you now know who Lobster Party Podcast is 'cause you saw it and read
But
it.
at
But
least
that was
he
pretty much
knows who it
it.
is. Like, fuck it, you know? He looked at it, so
Yeah, he looked at it and saw it. That's good enough for me. You know, I
that's a
took a shot in the
personal
dark.
win. Yeah.
Yeah. I might follow back next month or something. I don't know.
I mean, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
You know, the worst that could happen is he says no. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst that could happen. I mean, it happens. I mean, it doesn't really affect us like it used to.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn. I mean, we're just sending out messages and shit, and you know, some people reply back, some people don't. It's no big deal if they don't, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even remember what I was gonna say, dude. I'm smoking
weed. Okay. My bad. I'll go. So, yeah. Brandon probably won't have a problem with me saying this, but we are going to move to Twitch, only for one time, because like I don't know
really
how we would be able to like sustain a Twitch account, but I guess we'll see when we get to that point. But basically what we're doing, we're going to move to Twitch on our 50th episode, and our 50th episode is going to be a live stream. We're going to attempt to break the world record of longest podcast episode, which was 36 hours. I think we're going to go for 37 hours, maybe even 40. It's going to be all live streamed on Twitch, and that's going to be our 50th episode. It's just a fucking marathon.
Yeah.
A whole fucking weekend of just sitting down and talking shit. So
yeah,
we're going to try to break that world record.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be insane. I think we thought about also live streaming.
You can sleep on Twitch now.
You can sleep on Twitch?
Yeah, you can sleep on Twitch. People fucking sleep. Shit, like whenever they get tired, they just fucking go to sleep and shit. They stream 24 hours a day.
I've heard about that shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, people doing that, or there's like a live stream of a fucking sign, like a stop sign or something that just plays continuously.
Oh, I don't
it's
know.
So weird.
There's a live stream of a farm, but they like switch their camera shit like every now and then. Watch different farm animals.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, dude. It's cool as fuck. Yeah.
It kind of is, man. People will watch that.
People will watch that. I actually.
You watch the farm animals?
Yeah, I'll get on there and chat. Because you can chat with people, too. So, like, it's not just like. You know, and every stream has a different community. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it's not bad, like, it's network too, but not always network. Like, making friends. More of like,
yeah, definitely.
Twitch, I look at Twitch as like, it's a place to, like, you know, make friends, like, make friendships and shit, you know? And, you know, going about it like that. And, I think that's the best way to have, went about it, you know, because it's like,
yeah,
I'd rather have an active community than like a big ass following that, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. That's a really good point. I would honestly want the same thing too.
Yeah, because it's more genuine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It feels more,
right. Mm-hmm.
Stream just lagged.
Uh-oh.
It's the internet. It's because of the weather, I think, you know. My internet's been acting like stupid every now and then, so it's like been going in and out and shit.
How about that damn tornado the other night, bro? Like,
that's what I was
crazy.
Saying. Like, what did that weather the other night like fuck up something with the internet? Bullshit. But yeah, I started hearing about that tornado, ironically, from people in my Discord, like, asking me if I was alright, you know. I was like, I don't watch the news and shit. I didn't even know the tornado, honestly. Like,
right.
Because, you know, I mean, here lately, I just, like, fucking play video games or books. But
Yeah,
yeah,
we were
that it sounds
recording.
wild.
We were recording our Christmas episode during the tornado,
Oh,
and
fuck.
even here it was kind of getting bad. And I was like, I
Yeah.
swear to God, if there is a power outage, we literally ruined this episode. Like, we would not be able to do it again because the way our Christmas special is kind of structured, like it was basically a one take. Like there, we have some shit going on in it, and that could not be undone and redone.
Yeah.
You know,
Is it already up?
it's not out yet. I think
Okay.
it's coming out not this week, but the following week. It should be out that Monday. I can't remember what day that is, but it'll be out that Monday. It's fucking insane. Like, it's the craziest thing we've ever done. It's
Okay, so
ridiculous.
that's awesome.
It's
So you
yeah.
guys are scheduling your shows, like recording them and scheduling them post?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We prefer to record on weekends, but we can do like weekdays super late.
Yeah.
And then we post every Monday.
Okay. Badass.
So we got a pretty good schedule going on with that. Like, Brandon took over a lot of the video editing, which took a lot of
Yeah.
stress off of me because I was usually the one that edits everything, audio, video, and just anything else. And Brandon was like, "Well, I bought this PC, I'm ready to start editing." So I'm like, "Hell yeah." So he picked that shit up quick. He's been doing a killer job of editing stuff, and like, dude, he contributes so fucking much. Like, this podcast probably wouldn't be what it is now if it wasn't for him. You know, I couldn't even think about like what it would possibly be if he wasn't part of it. Just
Yeah.
because of like how good it is right now, he did a lot of work. So,
Yeah. Oh
and
yeah,
shout
and it
out to you too,
shows.
Patrick.
Yeah, but yeah, it really shows, in the quality whenever you go and watch stuff. Especially with the video. I just enjoy the setup that you got with the whole studio setup.
Yeah, I appreciate
That
it.
shit's dope. So is that your garage?
Yeah, this is my garage right now. Yeah, this is like some of my game collection. My pool table's like right behind
Oh
the
shit.
fucking camera right now.
That's awesome.
My little bar over there and shit, and then
So
the
that's more
studio, like,
like a man
huh?
cave. That's more like a
Oh
fucking man cave. Pretty much like a
yeah.
multi-purpose fucking little hangout.
Yeah, like on the other side of this wall right here, that's the set. The set is in there in that other room. So like, we'll record episodes and then come out here, play some fucking pool for a little while, and then, you know, and
Yeah.
then go. So it's pretty chill. It's a
That's
chill place,
awesome.
you know.
Yeah. That's
Put a lot of time into
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell you have. So, what's your
Yeah.
favorite episode that you've done so far? What? Or do you have one?
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
I am going to say my favorite
Bringing
one is
out those
probably
hard questions.
Yeah, dude, those are tough. I'm gonna say like my favorite one is the Christmas special that we recorded that's not out yet.
Yeah.
For sure. It's the funniest and the goofiest and most unexpected thing I feel like that we've done. Because it's just very unorthodox, and it doesn't seem like a typical podcast. It seems more of like a show. It's like it essentially that episode turned into a show.
Yeah.
But that's probably my favorite one right now.
Yeah. For sure. Oh yeah. Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's crazy. Brandon showed me a clip of it to get like my input on something, and I just like busted out laughing. I was like, dude, like the clip looks good, And dude, it was just fucking funny. Like, I just fucking lost it. Just that little clip. I'll probably post some of it this week, actually. This coming week, we'll have like little clips of it and stuff leading
Okay.
up to its release, which I don't know. I've never been so excited to like release an episode until now. Like,
Where are you gonna
this
have
is
the
so
clips at?
stupid. Facebook, YouTube, I believe, and TikTok. I post those little clips on TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
As much as I hate TikTok, like I really hate it, but you kind of need it if you want to get traction.
Yeah.
That's it sucks. I hate getting on it. I'll post my
Yeah.
videos and stuff for Lobster Party Podcast, and then like I don't know, scroll through it a little bit, and then just be done with it because like there's just a bunch of stupid shit on there. I don't know, like a lot of toxic stuff I that I'm seeing, but I don't know.
Yeah. I
Gotta
like
have it though.
Facebook.
Yeah. I
Facebook's the
noticed something
exact
though.
same way.
I noticed something about TikTok though that like is when it comes to like musicians and stuff on there, people are super supportive of everybody on there. Like if you go through the comments of some dude doing a like a cover of Thunderstruck, everyone's like, hell yeah, that shit sounds
Yeah.
good. Keep up the good work, stuff like that. But like on Facebook, if you were to post something like that, I feel like you'd probably get shit on, So, but the
Yeah.
community of musicians on TikTok, from what I've been seeing, is very supportive.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, the yeah, Facebook's just not, it's just dead. I
Yeah.
heard a statistic that was saying how it was the like average like age people like using Facebook, like most people using Facebook are like in their 40s and shit. You know what I mean? So
Oh
it's like,
God.
yeah, their 20s and 30s and shit. Like people are using or like moving on to other platforms, you know, like or starting to at least. I mean,
Yeah,
but that's pretty fucking crazy. I believe in statistics, though. I mean, I can believe that, you know, that's accurate.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I can see how that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty wild, man. So it's not even, you know, and it's hard to capture an audience, you know. Like I know my stuff's not geared towards like people that age, like 45 and older. So
Yeah,
like.
no, for sure. I think most of our listeners are our age group and maybe a few in their 30s. I think that's kind of like our
Yeah.
demographic there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook is just not really geared for us either, but it's like it's another social media platform that you do kind of do have to have to like promote stuff. I don't like Facebook too much, but I mean it's whatever.
Yeah, that.
I saw that you had Tanuki Dan on your show.
Yeah, I had
That's
Tanuki
pretty
Dan.
cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I enjoyed that one, man. I think Brandon knows him. I don't know
Okay.
how, but like he talked about Tanuki Dan, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Tanuki Dan's fucking awesome. He was super fun to talk to. Super awesome guy. He does a stream on Twitch. That's how I got in touch with him and all that stuff. So, I checked out his stream and stuff, and I was like, I gotta talk to this podcast. Like, he's super interesting. Like, he's got super interesting stream. It was super fun talking to him. It was you know, it was almost kind of like a learning experience in a way, because he's a lot bigger than like he's bigger than both of us. So
Yeah, he's got a
go ahead
pretty
and
good
throw that there.
following,
Yeah,
yeah.
he's fucking like average. I hopped on his live. He had like 135 people watching. Holy shit.
That's
That's
dope.
fucking
Get it to
life.
Nuke
Yeah, like, yeah, shout to him. Like, he's a partner on Twitch, and that's hard to fucking do.
Whoa. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
like,
pretty fucking cool, man.
yeah, so, like, to get a, you know, to, like, so that episode, I would say, is, like, my favorite episode for right now. Because, you know, it's, you know,
Because of the
it's not
learning
easy to
experience.
get a Twitch partner on your podcast. You know what I mean? Two, you know, he streams full, like, he streams all the time, full time, I'm pretty sure. Like, you know, he's busy. He's got a lot of shit on and stuff, you know. And, like, you know, the production behind these streams and stuff, there's a lot to it. But, yeah, seeing, like, getting him stuff, like, when he, like, I was like, oh, fucking.
That's
Yeah, it was,
dope, man. That's super cool that somebody with like a following that like he has hitting like hitting you back up, being interested in you, you know, it's
yeah.
like that's so cool to see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, and he complimented my stream, and I was like, he told me he thought it was a good stream. I was like, oh man, super fucking dope.
Hell yeah.
Don't, I'm always really hard on my stuff. I'm always always see shit that could be better. That could be better. You know, I could have done that better. You know, I could have checked my internet connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah,
We
it's
actually like speaking of stuff like that, for the Christmas episode, we realized till afterwards that Patrick's microphone wasn't on the entire time. So I
oh
was like, holy shit.
fuck, damn, the whole
But
episode.
it's yeah, the entire episode, but it
Shit
I
happened.
realized though, I was like, well, that's not too big of a deal. Let's just keep editing it and see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
So also expect that his microphone wasn't on the whole time. So it might be subtitled
Yeah.
mostly for him.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. That
Yeah.
sucks so bad.
Yeah, technical issues are the worst. They always happen to me. Brandon thinks that I'm cursed by the technology gods, you know, because my computers don't work when I fuck with them. When we were editing the Christmas episode together, we were doing it on Brandon's PC, and as soon as I started like messing with it, editing, his computer crashed. And I'm like, Brandon's like, that's never happened to my computer, bro. And it's like, dude, nothing wants to work right for me for some
Oh
reason.
yeah, I
Never.
feel that. I feel that. I first man, I don't feel like you could be any worse than I am though, as far as like technology and shit goes. Pretty fucking bad. Like,
No, I feel you, dude. I feel you.
I've about fried a GPU before, so there's
I've never done that, bro.
yeah, I've almost fried a GPU. I have I mean, I've had several mistakes, but I've been doing the podcast for a while, so after a couple of years, you know, whatever, I don't know how long I've been, 2 or 3 years, whatever, but
I think you've been doing it for like 3.
yeah, 3 years. Okay. Damn. Shit, man.
Because I think I've been doing it for 2.
Yeah.
Because I think
Doesn't
you've been
even.
around for a year longer than us.
Yeah. Doesn't even feel like it's.
You don't know, right? Man.
Flies by for like so fast.
It does.
I think, you know, we just had a lot of shit distracting, keeping us distracted and shit with the pandemic and stuff, you know. Time just kind of flew by on us. But holy
Yeah.
shit. There was a lot of stuff going
Hell yeah, there is.
yeah, but yeah, I'm super, I was super stoked to start podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It was kind of
So
hard to like really like solidify our identity early on.
yeah.
Because it was basically just me and my family doing it, like my two brothers and my nephews. We started it, and
Okay.
then I wanted to start it like with like the intentions of no headaches, no arguments and shit. Like being in a band, that's literally all that is just headaches and arguing with your bandmates about shit.
Yeah.
So we started the podcast, and then little did I know, like my brother and my nephew were fucking arguing about some stuff, and it's like, bro, like this is supposed to be a stress-free environment. Like we started this to have fun and shit like that. So like, they stopped coming on, and it was pretty much just Brandon coming on, and then Brandon became full time with it and shit, and he realized what's up with it. He's like, this is a stress-free thing. Like this is just shit to do and have fun with. But it's fucking fun, dude. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's dope as fuck. So, I was just fixing to ask you, how did you come up, like, what made you come up with the name Lobster Party?
My brother actually came up with that, and we actually solved the mystery about this because people asked us, like, where'd the name come from? And I would just say, well, my brother came up with it. And I was like, well, we did have another working name, like a working title that we were going to use as a, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a, just a name, a temporary name. So our first name was going to be Horsecocks Anonymous, which my brother also came up with. I was like, okay, that's funny. Let's do it. And then
God
he came up
damn.
with Lobster Party. So I was like, okay, that's kind of better.
That's
So,
way better than Horsecocks Anonymous, bro. Jesus
yeah.
Christ. That would have
Yeah.
been fucking over the top. Like, what the
Yeah.
fuck?
The comedy would have to like match the name, you know? So who knows what the fuck we would get into.
It'd
But,
be super fucking cringe.
it'd be insane, dude. It'd be, I don't even think it would like sustain. It probably wouldn't have lasted long. But
No.
with the Lobster Party
Spotify would take
podcast,
that
like,
shit down quick.
do
I said Spotify would take that shit down quick as fuck.
what? Dude, no kidding. They probably would. They would not allow us on their platform. But like we pretty much like figured out like what Lobster Party podcast was
Yeah.
supposed to be. Like when Brandon came in, I feel like that's whenever we really figured out what the podcast is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be done, you know? Because originally it was just like it to me it was like, oh well, yeah, we have guests and stuff and we talk about random stuff, but it's like I don't know, it needs a theme, so to say.
Yeah.
And we kind of figured that out later on, like what it's supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. Oh yeah. Yeah, I like lobster. Random. I thought of rock lobster. I don't know why. Remember I saw it
A lot
before.
of people do.
But I thought of the Family Guy version. Thought of like that
Yeah.
version, which that's
Yeah.
actually a blurb on my one of my blurbs on my channel. I have a
Oh, really?
the Bag of Weed song, Family Guy Bag of Weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Nice.
so
Heck yeah, man. How long do you usually stream for? You
I
kind of do like
usually
an all thing?
stream for like I usually talk to people on the podcast just until I feel like the conversation is like losing momentum, you know what I mean? And then I usually just feel it out by I feel like, like Brandon has to talk about or whatever, All right. But it's usually about an hour to 2 hours.
Gotcha. That
So
seems like
yeah.
an adequate amount of time.
Yeah, for the podcast. Now, I do stream. I have streamed for like 12 hours.
Holy shit, that's a long time.
Yeah, I play video games too, so I don't just podcast. So like I podcast on Sundays. So only podcasts on Sundays, and Fridays, Saturdays, I do video games. I paint. I do paintings on stream. I sell paintings on stream also.
Nice.
I've sold two so far. Two of those, they're acrylic paintings. So I do all kinds of stuff on there, and that's why I changed like the name stuff, because it's like, Nerds Incoming. But it's more than just, a podcast.
Yeah,
You know.
that's a really dope thing to do, man. Like, yeah, like you seem pretty like versatile. Like you're doing all like your favorite things into one podcast, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's pretty sick, man.
Yeah, because, and then I figured out that I don't, because I used to record video and audio separate, like what you was talking about. And then I was like, okay, well, I can just record everything on Twitch and then take the Twitch recording, download that, and then pull the audio file, separate the audio file from the video with a different platform. Anyways, you get my drift. I'm telling everybody all my secrets. No, I'm pretty sure it's like everybody knows how to do this shit, but. But yeah, it's like I figured out how to do that shit, and I was like, man, it's made my life so much easier because I can just centralize all of my shit around one thing, I don't even go to YouTube to like upload shit anymore for the like the videos. Like, this stream will be just exported from Twitch to YouTube in 24
Nice.
hours. Yeah, so like, but I am under contract with Twitch. So since I'm an affiliate, I'm under contract, and I have to wait 24 hours to, like, I don't even know if I can be talking about it. Might be again. Whatever.
Yeah, might want to read through that contract.
Yeah, no.
That's cool though, man.
Definitely not,
That's
yeah,
pretty
but
cool.
it's cool. I like their platform, it's pretty good,
Yeah.
but it's a
At some point I'd like to get into Twitch with the podcast, but it might be a little too much work to do right now since like we're already like having to edit the videos and shit, and
Yeah.
I don't know, like it won't make sense for us right now, but down the line it will, I believe.
I'd be
But we're gonna
honest
like
with you. It's like, I'd be honest with you. It's made, that's what I thought at first. And my buddy Jerfus was like telling me over and over and over again, you need to get on Twitch. You need to get on Twitch and shit. It's gonna be easier. It's gonna make shit way easier. And I was like, no. I'm doing it like this and blah, 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 blah. And, but dude, once I actually fucking did it and I got over here on this platform, I'm like, way easier. Way easier.
You'll never look back.
Yeah, I'll fucking never look back because it's like I only have to make sure one thing is I use OBS to record. And that's the only thing I gotta watch is I gotta watch OBS and make sure that's going. As long as OBS says it's going, I'm good. I got the audio and everything recorded all at once. Like, it's way better. And two, I try and keep it to where it's like there's no editing. Like, I don't fucking go in and like cut shit out and stuff like that anymore. Like, this episode go up raw just like that from beginning to end on, and
Nice.
the audio. I might edit the audio a little bit, you know what I mean? Just like cut out like the at the beginning, silence or whatever at the beginning.
Oh,
But
yeah.
there's music playing at the beginning, also, so I won't have to clip, I won't have to cut
You
out
gotta
just a
clip that in.
whole shitload yet. Just clip it down. So yeah.
Nice.
Even the part where I forgot to turn on my microphone, I'm gonna leave that. I mean, that shit's funny. Fuck it. Like I'll like I'm shameless, but but fuck it, people make mistakes, and Dude, I don't think it's a bad thing. I feel like, it's like, it's just funny. It's like a funny mistake, like,
Right.
somebody will laugh about it.
Yeah.
Don't give a shit. Yeah. That's what it's here for. That's what the podcast is here for. Only entertainment.
Absolutely,
In whatever
absolutely.
way it's entertaining to people, like, as long as it entertains you, and I've done my job.
Heck yeah, man.
I'm not gonna say
Definitely.
that, dude. I'm not gonna. Podcast.
It's not that kind of
Oh
podcast.
man,
That's
well shit,
funny.
it's been fucking super talking to you.
Dude, it's been fucking real, dude.
You
Thank you
have
so
anything
much.
else that you want to talk about or promote or anything like that before I hit this end stream button?
Check out Lobster Party Podcast on every platform or wherever else you get your podcasts. We're going to attempt to launch our Patreon this coming week. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff on it. Just follow us everywhere. Like and subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Spotify, Facebook, and Instagram, TikTok, literally everywhere. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. If you, I appreciate you. Anyways, guys, stick around. And if you need any CBD products, you can use the promo code NerdsIncoming at Green Cross Naturals at their website, greencrossnaturals.com. I'm pretty sure. Go there. You get 10% off with the